Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Monday. I've got everyone on Skype. Only Tanya can see me, but I can see Easton and Mark. Gang's all here.
Literally would have no idea what day it is, what day of the week.
It's Monday fun day. It's new podcast day, Scrubbing In.
Truly would have no idea. Like yesterday, I had to remind myself that it was Sunday. Like I completely forgot, aside from the fact that I had a church service. Didn't know it was Sunday.
Well, and you didn't have to do a radio show with Ryan, so that should have narrowed it down to one of 2 days.
Correct.
How's everyone doing? This is officially, it's been a week in quarantine for me, but I know it's been longer for everyone else, right?
Yeah, it's been like 9 days, nine, something like that.
Yeah. How's everyone doing mentally, physically, emotionally?
Mentally, I've seen better days, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Physically?
Physically, I'm feeling a little probably heftier because I'm just eating, but for the most part, I'm okay.
Mark, Easton, mental, physical?
I'm doing okay. I mean, you know, there are daily challenges. The girls are starting more of their online schooling today, which was not met with, was not welcomed by them, but they're doing it. And then I'm stuck in this guest bedroom from which I produced the Seacrest show and gaze out upon the streets below. And we had a nice rainbow this morning as the rain cleared out of Thousand Oaks, California. So it's okay. It's day to day, but it's our reality for the foreseeable future, which is the scariest part, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's like the new normal, you know, like this is, we just have to get through it.
I try to tell my daughters that they will appreciate so many things that they've never appreciated before when this is over, like going to school, like seeing their friends, like just, you know, going to their friends' houses or having friends over here. Like all of a sudden, that's something we just took for granted. And now is such a rare thing and such a dream to be able to do. And when this is over, you'll be able to appreciate that more.
Yeah. Even just like going out to dinner, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. I've been doing a lot of snacking. Most of my exercise comes from, you know, snacks, a snack intake. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. But I'm trying to balance with like a workout here and there, just hoping that it all, you know, just evens out.
Yeah, I would like to say that I went into like full like mama bear mode last week when all this was going down, and like I made sure to grab two of everything when I went to the grocery store, as to make sure that Becca was fully fed by the time she got back from Hawaii. And I still have all of her food in my freezer.
Okay, because I was not at home. I was at Haley's for a majority of last week, and now I'm back, so I'm going to come get it. So Haley and I went to Hawaii together. So we were like, we should probably, we're the only people we're going to have contact with since we've been in the same space. So I've had a change of scenery, which has been nice, going to her place and then my place. Feels like a luxury.
That's the thing. I think the reason why I'm having such like a hard time with it is because I think about my day to day, and I think I see maybe 30 to 40 people on a daily basis, like from the morning show, then podcast, then like meetings and at the gym. Like I feel like I constantly am surrounded by people and humans. And I really am only seeing like one body this entire time. And it's very weird. Like I think I had a moment, I fell down the stairs the other day and I like had this just panic moment. I wasn't really hurt, like I was okay, but it jolted me, it freaked me out so much. I called Sisney in like a full-blown like hysteria, just like crying. And that's not normally me. Like I'm tough. Like I can hang, I can, you know, figure these things out.
Yeah. You fall down your stairs all the time. There's never any
fall down these bad boys constantly and I'm fine. But this one really, really jolted me. Like I really had just like this, I think it was a panic attack, and I called her and she's not letting anybody in her home. But I was like, I really just like, can I walk over and sit in your backyard, or I'll be in your front yard. I need to see somebody. I just need to see a human.
I'm going to look into getting some grips for your stairs for you, because this is happening more often than it should at such a young age. Like, these are problems you have to worry about in older age, and you're too young.
Too young. It's so true. I'm just trying to be a lot more careful, especially now. But it does. It definitely feels very isolating. What?
Like, I just am trying to picture what you're doing where you're just like flying down the stairs so fast.
I'm always in such like a tizzy. Like, I feel like, and I had just gotten out of the shower, so I think I was wet and I fell in my towel, and like, I just like, my mind goes to the dark place with things like that, you know? Like, I'm home alone and like, I don't know. It was just, I started spinning and it was just not a good situation.
Yeah,
Mark, you laugh, but it was like, really traumatic.
I know, and it's not. This is why you wanted to get, and I fall and I can't get up. Bracelet, a medic alert bracelet, because of stuff like this.
Yeah, a life alert. I looked into a life alert, button thing on my stairs. Just God forbid.
So crazy. Just be careful going down the stairs. That's really,
yeah, and it really, people navigate stairs all the time. It's really not that complicated.
Okay, I'm gonna send you guys a photo of these stairs because they're very narrow and they're carpeted, so they're slippery.
You got nowhere to go and nothing to do. Slow down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have a railing that looks like it has penises on it. You just have to have y'all ever seen what her railing looks like?
I just saw it for the first time.
A photo.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Whoever made this apartment building just really had some fun with it. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Please post a photo of the stairs with the railing, just so everyone can have a idea of what you're so in a hurry to rush down every day.
I will. I'll post a picture in our Facebook group. Because now I just like can't unsee it. It's like, it's just, that's all I see when I look at my stairs.
Same. It's in the background right now. We're FaceTiming.
It might be why some men have been intimidated by me.
I can see that. Yep, I can easily see that.
Exactly why. That's what it is. All this time. Nick Pradiani. Really? Well, Nick, what have you been doing to pass your time? We saw you did a cute little dinner date, homemade dinner date.
Yeah, but I do have to say, I have been keeping weirdly super busy. Like, I feel like I've been working a lot more than I ever have before, just because everybody's just calling constantly. Like, I think I'm talking on my phone more than I ever have in my entire life. And I, like, organized my underwear drawer. I've organized my sock drawer. I've, like, gotten rid of things. I've rearranged things. I've cleaned. I've changed filters.
Wow.
Just modeling.
And you have a rule for watching TV that I think is good.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I don't want to watch TV until the sun goes down.
I honestly think that's really smart, because it's a slippery slope otherwise.
Yeah. Let me tell you from experience, my life is pretty normal right now, to be honest. And it is a slippery slope. Once you start during the day, you know, you find a show to binge and you're just in it. Has anyone watched Tiger King yet, by the way?
I've gotten recommended. Well,
that is the hot new show, by the way. Yeah. That is what everybody's talking about.
I stumbled upon like it my, on accident.
Doesn't sound like my cup of tea.
Mine either, but boy, I'm seeing all kinds of stuff on social media about it.
I don't know. Well, Mark, I don't know. I think you would find it fascinating just because, like, these people don't even seem like they could be real. I don't know if any of you are familiar with my Halloween costume, Klein, but literally these guys are basically Klein in real life. It's unlike anything I've ever seen.
Have you watched the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, I watched the whole thing in 2 days. Yeah, I've had a lot of time on my hands.
How many episodes is it?
I think
72.
No.
No, there's not. It's like 8 episodes. I would watch 72.
Wow.
Wait, so you did a little menu the other night, which I thought was a really great idea for people who are wanting to have date nights but obviously can't go anywhere right now. It was called Sonia's,
and it's where we can be sans together.
Yes.
And I made like the drinks and like I made little specials. And I do have to say, this was really super fun, especially because my boyfriend also got like really into it. So like he would play along with me, you know, he was like, what time's the reservation? And what else did he say? That was so, he said something that literally made me like laugh out loud so hard. Oh, I asked him something about something in the oven and he goes, I'm just the bartender here. I don't know. That's really good.
He said, I'm just the bartender. I don't know.
I'm just the bartender. I don't know how long to cook the whatever for. I was like, oh, okay. Well, here at Sonia's, we need people to multitask. We need multitasking workers here.
Wow. Tanya's found her dream man.
Truly, truly. It's so fun when you can play along. But here's the best part is that we're going to be doing a double this week.
Yes, we are.
And you have no idea how into that the both of us are getting.
You and your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
he's like really excited.
We're going to create a menu together and then we're going to cook together and we're going to play games together and all the things. It's going to be so fun.
But not in the same room. You're going to be over something.
It'll be over like, yeah, FaceTime or Zoom or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the platforms, one of the many.
Correct.
See, this is the thing for me though. I was saying the other day, like this is kind of my normal life, except I just feel less shame because everyone's doing it now. But now everything's over the phone or FaceTime, which I also hate. So I'm really just, I don't know. I almost think I prefer the social interaction more than the FaceTime and calls.
I agree. I've never been a fan of conference calls. I hate them. I think they're so annoying. And now I have like 6 every day and it drives me insane, but it's the world.
I know.
So true. And I, as a FaceTime lover, thought I would love this. And now I'm like, I can't. Like one day I was on FaceTime meetings and everything from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. straight. And I was like, I can't do this anymore.
That would send me into full spiral mode.
Spiral mode. I was there.
Um, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we talked about. Yeah, I think the thing is that, like, I was talking to Haley about it, and she's someone who needs constant, like, she's always working, and she's always seeing people, kind of how you are. Yeah. And she was just saying, I think I realized that I need something to look forward to. So if it's like, oh, I know that I have this coming up, so I'm just going to work, I'm going to get through these next few days, and then I will meet my marker, is what she was saying. Like, she has markers, and she realized that those are very important in her, like, mental state of how it's she handles things.
It's so true. I feel the exact same way. You know, I am seeing my boyfriend time to time, but we are quarantining separately, meaning, like, I'm home, I'm sleeping here by myself, and it's this very weird, I can't explain, like, what it's been doing to me, like, mentally. And I know that I'm so grateful, and I'm like, for everything that, you know, that I still have a job that I can do remotely. And there's a lot to, it's a huge deal. It's like, I'm hearing stories, and I think that's what's also sending me into a spiral, is I have friends that are contacting me constantly saying that they're getting laid off every day. They don't know when their jobs are going to start up again. Like, it's really scary. And then people are asking me for advice, and I'm like, I have no idea. It's like, nobody has the answers. I don't even know how to help anybody. And I think that's what's also creating a lot of anxiety, is like, people are in such dire times, and I don't know how to help people. And I think it's just creating this, like, whirlwind of emotion, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think it's been cool to see how people are stepping up to help each other where they can. And, I'm just looking forward to when this is all over and everyone's, you know, I'm just thinking about, like, going out and all the restaurants are packed and everyone's, like, laughing and socializing. It's going to be really nice. And like Mark said earlier, we're going to appreciate it so much more. Like, even people like me who are inward introverts. Inward. I'm excited for that, you know?
There is, like, this weird sense of community when I do go outside. Like, if I'm going on a walk or I go on my runs, people are really respecting, at least from what I've seen around here.
I hate to interrupt you, Tanya. I'm sorry. We have a very special guest on calling in right now. And I have to take the call. I'm forced to. Jason Kennedy calling in. We'll be back after this break with Jason Kennedy.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Tanya, you got cut off because we have a very special guest calling in to chat with us today. Do you want to do the honors?
No, I mean, nothing makes me happier to get cut off by this person because I love him so much. So I would like to please welcome Jason Kennedy to the show, everybody.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Jason, we are just wonderful. How are you? How's home life? How's working from home?
It's different. I'm getting used to it. We have a puppy, and I just took him outside a minute ago, and he started eating rocks. He bit my ankle, and then he literally started running around for 10 minutes, and I thought I was going to be late for this call, and I'm just trying to keep it together, but... So far, so good. All things considered, what's happening in our world right now, literally have zero complaints.
Did y'all get the puppy right when the quarantine happened, or was this before?
We got him about 4 weeks ago. And I absolutely am. He's my best friend. We're both obsessed with him. It's a thing. It's like a whole thing. We're trying to have a, and do you have a puppy, Becca?
Yes, and I totally agree. She's literally my best. I tell her all the time, I say in a very aggressive tone, you're my best friend. And I don't know if she feels the same way, but I feel the bond.
Don't you want to hear back from the dog? I really wish that we could somehow, just once. I'm not saying this is a conversation. Just give me one, because I do the same thing. Every 3 in the morning, let him out to go pee. 6:30 in the morning, and I look at him, and I'm like, you're so cute. You're my best friend in the world, and he's just it's like I have, food in my mouth. And then I just want him to look at me and be like, you're my best friend too, man, and that's all I want. But I'm never going to get that, ever.
I know. And my sister was watching Phoebe one time for me, and she said to her, Phoebe, just I won't tell anyone, but if you can talk, just say one word to me. She's like, I won't tell anyone.
It was Phoebe, named after Phoebe from Friends.
She couldn't run. Well, she still can't really walk straight because she has a bad leg, but she couldn't run straight when she was a puppy. And there's that episode of Friends where Phoebe's trying to run or learning to run or whatever.
No, that's her regular run. She just runs like a weirdo.
They're like, you can't, is that how you really run? Yeah.
So. I hear Friends and something kind of happens just because my wife and I have gotten into a lot of marriage squabbles over Friends, to be honest. So it was just kind of brought up some things, but we'll be able to get through it.
It's my favorite thing that Lauren is obsessed with Friends and Jason can't stand it. So funny.
Tanya, we've known each other a long time. Can't stand is a strong word. I would say it's more, I would paint it with a brush that says, when I get home after a long day, I just want my wife to pay attention to me. And if she's in the middle of 3 or 4 episodes that she's already seen 7,000 times, just pay a little attention to me, give me a hug, a smooch, ask me how my day's doing. We had to go to marriage counseling a few years ago after we got married because this was going on. I'm not even kidding. And I brought it up to Jennifer Aniston in an interview. And finally, I was like, we just got to make this happen. And I introduced Jen and my wife, Lauren, at a premiere. And it was this beautiful moment. And lo, she totally handled herself. I was very impressed. And I think after Jen said, you just need to embrace it. It makes for good, a good relationship. And ever since that moment, I feel like I'm watching the episodes and really enjoying them. It's been a blessing.
Oh, wow. A 360 moment.
You know, the way you casually bring up introducing Jennifer Aniston to Lo makes me feel some type of way, because I like lingered around Jennifer Aniston in a green room at the People's Choice Awards for like an awkward amount of time, and I couldn't, there was never a moment where it felt natural to just like say hi. So I just had to, I got kicked out actually. I was gonna say I walked out, but I actually, they were like, you need to go back to your seat, but she's a force.
What were you gonna say though? Like say,
I don't know.
Looked at you. Your plan?
I was just gonna say, like, I don't know, probably like, hi, I'm a big fan.
No, I told you to hold the People's Choice Award and say, like, so what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do with yours? You know, like, we're the same.
Put it in my, yeah, she's like, I'm gonna put it in my garage with all my other awards.
Yeah, because if you leave with fan, that means she never can be your friend. You know, you gotta leave, you know, with something different.
Right.
I don't necessarily. The idea of a friendship with her is like way beyond what I've thought of. You know, it was just that moment of like, I'm in the same room as Jennifer Aniston. I've been a huge fan for so long. She's like top two number one celebrities for me. So I was just kind of like, I have to say something, but I nothing came out.
Yeah, Jason, so. Jennifer Aniston was sitting behind me when I was on a date once, and Becca like contemplated coming in to sit at the bar during my date. I was like,
are you going on dates at Sunset Tower now?
way to blow her spot.
Yeah. She didn't blow the cover, but you just did.
Yeah.
So fancy. Oh my gosh, you've changed. You know, ever since you guys won the People's Choice Awards, you're going to these really, really fancy restaurants. I can't handle it.
Yeah, it's changed so much. Yeah. Although it was a first date, and there was no second date up to that. But you know, it's okay.
Well, I have met your new boyfriend, and let me just say, I am a big fan, and I'm not just saying that because we're being recorded right now. We met a couple weeks ago at an event for Chris Harrison's sparkling rosé. He's so nice. So happy.
That makes me so happy. He is. Like, that's the best way to describe him is, like, he's nice and he's just, like, this beautiful soul. He just, like, makes me feel so good at all times. And it's very nice. And I haven't had it in a really long time.
Yeah. Oh.
I know. He's wonderful.
He doesn't even care about entertainment stuff. And that's really refreshing because, you know, we're in an industry where people are always talking about it. And that's great because that's what, you know, that's what we like to do. But he doesn't know any of that stuff. So it was kind of fun just to kind of pick his brain about his world and, you know, his interests and stuff. So all that to say, you know, and I won't put you on the spot anymore about him, but maybe I will a few more times.
That makes me really happy because you know what is actually so crazy, Jason, is when you and I kind of became friends was when I was going through like my breakup that really just kind of rocked me. And I was like going into work every day. So this is when the radio show was at East and Jason was at E and we were kind of sharing hallways. And I was just coming to work every day crying and you just like saw me in the hallways. I don't even think you knew I went through a breakup. I just think you knew that I was just having a hard time with something. And you invited me to your Bible study and that literally changed the course of like my life. I literally went from being depressed and crying every single day for probably a good month and a half. And then once I started going back to church and kind of leaning in and changing my perspective on everything as opposed to like praying like God to bring me back together with this guy. I was praying for God to just show me why he had this breakup happen to me. And it opened my eyes and it changed. Like I had just such like a light about me. And I honestly say this so many times, I can't thank you enough for what you've done for me in my life. And now that we get to work together, it's like, I just constantly want to tell you how that simple act that you did, like changed the trajectory of my path in my life.
Well, thank you for saying that. I love like beautiful 360 moments and stories like that. I mean, what we did with church, it was just so simple. You guys know, you interview people for a living, and at the end of the day, there's sometimes where you happen to interview someone and you're like, man, I just feel like they're sad or they're down. And, you know, it'd be cool maybe if they come to church or come over to the house and hear an encouraging message. And that's how it all really started in my living room. And it kind of grew into something bigger than we ever expected. It was cool just to see people like you and other people from work show up and get encouraged. And yeah, that makes me happy. That's all that really matters more than anything doing out here, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. Which is why I'm like, I will literally support and like love on and anything that you do or where you see yourself, and just pray for you all the time, because like, you've had a big impact on my life. And I think it's also so crazy that now we're like working together, you know? It's just like it is like a 360 moment.
I know. I mean, you stepped in there at the AMAs or at the Billboard Music Awards. Was that the first one? Billboard. Yeah. Billboard Music Awards. And you made it look seriously, because you never know how it's going to go when you're working with someone new. And yeah, we've known each other a long time, but that doesn't mean we're going to have great chemistry on the air. I would assume we would, but it's live TV. It's a new situation. I mean, you've definitely done it for years and years on television and stuff, but you walked in there, you made it look easy. You just gelled with the whole situation. And yeah, I saw you thrive in it was a new channel for you, if you will. And it was really cool to see. I was very, very impressed.
Well, on the backside of that, I was freaking out internally, because I've never experienced anything like that before in terms of like how many people were coming in. I didn't know what was happening, who was live, who was not live. Like I was just looking at Jason to steer the whole ship, because I was completely baffled by the whole thing. You're such a pro. So I felt very much at ease having you there.
Well, Jason's the person you'd want there with you, leading.
For sure, for sure.
Those things are a tornado, really. I mean, you're doing it, you're in the moment, and hopefully on TV it looks super easy and it looks seamless. But then you finish and you feel like you're out of breath and you say to yourself, what the heck? It almost is an emotional experience. After the first time I did it, I think it was the Emmys, and I was so – I got emotional after, because – I was just thankful, A, that I didn't make, you know, a massive idiot of myself. I was thankful that it, you know, wasn't a big failure, but I was just thankful that I proved to myself that I could do it. Cause you know, you see Seacrest doing it, you know, you see Juliana doing it. And then after you do it, you're like, wow, like that feels really good. So it's a bit of an emotional moment. And, there's a high that comes with it after, for sure.
Totally. It's so true. I think we cried after the Billboard Awards, and then we like wanted to take a nap.
100%. That sounds accurate.
Yeah. But that actually is a good point for with your new show that you're doing with E! In the Room. I feel like you're the perfect person to have this show, because I feel like you have such a good way of kind of getting people I don't know, below the surface. You kind of have a good way of like peeling back the onions. And so I feel like this new show is such like a perfect fit
layers.
For you. The layers. What did
the
I say?
Layers of the onion. Peeling back the onion.
Yeah, sorry. That's how I make my guests cry. I start opening up so many onions and then feature the cameras.
But I'm serious. How do you do that?
I'm kidding. It was one of those things. The timing was just, it couldn't have been better. I'd been doing E! News for 15 years. The show was moving to New York City to become a morning show, and I wanted to stay in LA. I felt like I still needed to be here. This was right for Lauren and I. And so I talked to my bosses, and they had this great idea, and we kind of collaborated on a show. And like you said, it's called In the Room. It's on Monday nights. We have an episode on with Kourtney Kardashian, actually, tonight. And at 8 p.m. And essentially we go to celebrities' homes or place that they consider valuable, something that has meaning to them. So we led with Tom Brady, and it was this fitness facility in Boston where he's changing a lot of people's lives. And then we had Chip and Joanna Gaines in Waco, Texas, and Chris Pratt and JoJo Siwa. Her house is a freaking 7-Eleven inside of it. She sold 80 million hair bows. And Courtney tonight, she's in a really interesting season of her life. She kind of described it as a hamster wheel where she wants to keep doing the show, but she also wants to spend more time with her kids. And, you know, she was really vulnerable and open about what that looks like and how she had to, you know, separate some things in her life and really focus on, okay, I really need to be there for my three kids even more so now, and what motherhood looks like and balancing business and all that stuff. And so we did it in her bed in pajamas drinking matcha lattes. I don't drink matcha lattes and I don't wear pajamas and I burned my mouth on my matcha latte and we had to stop the camera for 3 minutes. But other than that, it was a really cool moment. And I just feel like, you know, sometimes you go to a premiere, you go to a press junket, and they've done 10,000 interviews that day. They've asked Vanessa totally the same question. You get 4 or 5 minutes. This show has allowed me to get an hour, maybe 2 hours, and then we can, you know, condense it into a 30-minute show. Sometimes we do an hour show, and it's been awesome. I really couldn't be happier, and it's been a perfect fit. I've been wanting to do a show like this for a long time, and I'm just glad that it fell into my lap.
So I have a question, because a lot of these people you have like a personal relationship with outside of the show, but there are certain people, I'm assuming, like JoJo Siwa, you probably aren't hanging out with during the week or anything. I don't think.
No, I do not hang out with JoJo Siwa. It was actually my first time meeting JoJo. And it took me about 20 minutes to take it all in, because I, like I said, I don't have kids and I didn't know what the heck was going on. And then I was like, whoa, this is another world. This is wild.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, a lot of times you're at premieres and you're at press junkets and you really only get 4 to 5 minutes with these people. And I think what audiences are craving right now is a more intimate connection with these celebrities. You know, like, they are real humans. They're going through the same things that we are. And that's what people get to see on your show. You know, you don't see Kourtney Kardashian. You see the human behind Kourtney.
Yeah. For JoJo, specifically someone that I didn't know much about. Yeah, it's cool that she sold hair bows and she sells out concerts. The Washington Post, I love this little snippet. They said, once a child tastes the JoJo juice, there's no turning back. So I'm like, what does that mean? And then she kind of got into how it all started on Dance Moms. But the cool part for me was, like, for someone that young, 16, 17 years old, she has 9 million followers on Instagram, many more followers on YouTube. What is that like, though? Because I noticed she had to start disabling comments because people were really mean to her. And she said people actually come up to her in person, in public, and they're like, hey, where's your hairline and stuff? Because I guess she thinks her hairline, or people think her hairline goes back. We're talking a 16 and 17-year-old girl, and people are walking up to her, and you're saying that to their face? I mean, I understand social media because people are ruthless on social, but people are doing her in person, and it opened this really cool conversation about how you handle the haters and how this helped her grow. And she's really grown her audience. She calls them her C1-haters, because she encourages them to wear a hair bow at lunch. And if you see someone with a hair bow, that means you're one of us. And it kind of created this family. And I love that kind of stuff, because I never know that story if she wasn't on my show. And I feel like we have those moments every single time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's so interesting, because you only see like a glimpse of what you see on social media with these people, especially someone like her. Like, I see her and I'm like, this is so crazy, this fan base that she's built. And I'm kind of so much older and out of it that I don't really get it. But I'm thinking, like, these kids love her, but she's so young still, and the isolation she probably feels and this level of fame that she's reached. I think it's really cool that you're doing these interviews where you kind of go a little bit deeper than just like, who's your favorite celebrity or what are you doing, you know, on social media. It's like, what, how are you handling this as a child? Because she is a child.
Exactly. I mean, I feel like, you know, with Kourtney, tonight is going to be one of those moments where she kind of gets into where she doesn't want to talk about relationships anymore on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I think there's been 19 seasons, and, you know, how long she wants to do the show. There were cameras there for her show. She's still very much doing the show. She loves doing the show. But takeaway moments that were pretty interesting, and I wouldn't have that if I only got a few minutes with them.
Yeah, totally. Who do you have? Do you have other, like, how far out do you know your guests? Do you know who's coming up this season for your show?
Yeah, well, I've got a few more in the can, and then we're going to take a break. Obviously, everybody's taking a break and is on hiatus right now because of the coronavirus and what's going on with that. So the priority is my staff and our crew, and I'm definitely not going to put them in a situation where they don't feel comfortable. And a lot of people are just, because of what's going on right now, understandably so, they're at home. They don't, no one's doing interviews right now besides something like this where you can safely do it. So we're going to take a little pause and then we'll be back on soon. But yeah, I just got back from New Orleans, like in the boondocks. I had Gordon Ramsay. We were crawfishing in alligator infested territory and it was unbelievable. I'm an idiot. I show up in brand new jeans and new boots. And he's like, what the F, dude? He takes dirt and rubs all over me. And he's like, this is how we're going to do it. And, you know, I didn't know that he had five kids. I didn't know he was married for 24 years. I didn't know that he had 37 restaurants. And I just, it's such a cool learning experience getting to know these people that you don't necessarily know, whether they're your friends or not. It's cool to interview people that you don't know at all. And he's, you know, obviously massive in the restaurant world. And So we've got interviews like that, but we're just going to kind of hold off for a minute after Courtney's episode, pause, regroup and gather until we can kind of get some, you know, people feel comfortable doing it and everybody's safe.
Yeah, that's probably smart. I know people, it's like a weird spot because everyone wants more content because everyone's like looking for something to watch and something to digest, but it's also like we have to be aware, especially being one-on-one with someone and there's a whole a crew filming it. So
yeah,
it's like you do
a
have
whole
to
crew
about what happens, how those shows are made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're doing like some mini in the rooms on Instagram Live. I don't know if you've noticed, everybody's doing Instagram Lives now. I thought I'd jump on. So we're doing some Instagram Lives with some friends every day. And we're looking for some followers over at E in the Room. So if if you're bored and you're at home, aka all of us, give us a follow. We appreciate it.
I also would love to say that the video of you walking away with Lauren's arm on the beach is some of the best content on Instagram.
Shout out to
I sent it to everyone. I was like, this is so funny.
So we were down on the beach a few weeks back, and I don't know if you guys know Arielle Vandenberg and her fiance Matt Kutchfield. They have a bunch of followers on Instagram because they do a lot of videos like that. They're so funny with how they do videos.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
And so Arielle was like, all right, I'm gonna help you and we're gonna do this, and she kind of directed the video. And if you haven't seen it, basically I'm just on the beach and my wife was involved in an accident, what, 8 years ago now, and she lost her arm and her eye from a plane propeller, and it was this horrific thing. And that's how I met my wife, through Juliana Rancic, because we were covering the story on E! News. And long story short, we've been married now for 5 years. And but it's vulnerable for love to show. We call him Bior, her little arm. To show little Bior out. So we were thinking, you know, what would be a funny video to just kind of just be free of that. And just kind of walking oblivious with some music in the background. And I hit that. There's like a little button you can press on a prosthetic and it pops right off. So I felt like I was being down, but I felt like she was still with me, but I just had her arm and she's back there. And it was stupid and hopefully funny. And so many people, you know, reacted and shared it. And I just love it because the cool part is she got so many responses from girls that are insecure about showing their arm too and totally, whatever act they've gone through. And she got comments like, hey, you know, thanks for making it okay. Thanks for making it cool. And those are the comments that really matter. And it was cool. It was special.
So true. It's so true. I would like to, when the quarantine's over, I would love to have both you and Lo on the podcast, do like a marriage duo? Because I know you guys are coming out with some clean wipes. And so maybe when those come out, you guys can come back together. Because I think our listeners, I mean, obviously you guys have a really beautiful marriage. And I think we'd love to be able to kind of tap in and like see what your struggles were and what, you know what I mean? Like things like that. I think it'd be really, really awesome for our listeners.
We're so down. We absolutely will take on that. She's changed my life in the best possible way. And it's nice to have someone when you're quarantined together and we haven't, we've only gotten in one fight, right, babe? We got in one fight. Just because I like to be out and about, and this is a big test for me. Obviously, it's not a big ask to stay inside. You know, it's really not, especially with, you know, people are losing their lives. Okay. So, but I'm saying the way I am in life, I like to be with friends. I like to be at restaurants. I like big gatherings. She's not like that at all. So this is her dream to have me at home, you know, just to be here, to be with each other. So the first few days I was just getting a little snippy. And you called me out, right? I mean, you were just, there was something. There was a little moment, and that was the only one so far. So I would like to say that we're doing great right now.
I would like to say. Jason, thank you so much for taking the time. Everybody check out In the Room. It's going to be on tonight on E!, the Kourtney Kardashian episode. Follow In the Room. What's it? The Instagram handle, Jason?
It's at E in the Room. It took us many, many days to figure out how to come up with that, but that's what we came up with.
Perfect. Wait, Jason.
Yes.
Where can they watch the older episodes of In the Room?
The E app has all the episodes, so you can download it and then check it out on demand.
Perfect. All right. Thank you. We can't wait to have y'all in the scrubbing in room when all this gets back to normal. We'll have both of you on because I think that will be an episode that people can send in advice that they need questions for their relationship or marriage. Yeah.
It's so my love to have both of y'all. And you know, I love you both and I've known you guys for a while now. And I think the show's incredible and I love the success that you've had. You deserve it. And it's an honor to finally come on and talk with you. So stay safe, and I hope I see you in person very soon.
We feel the same about you, Jason Kennedy.
Very much right. So. We love you.
Love you guys. See ya.
Bye.
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 Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Kennedy is the best.
Honestly, he's like unparalleled. Obsessed with him. And it was so sweet. He did meet my boyfriend and it was like such a sweet moment because, like you said, my boyfriend's very much not in the entertainment space. So he was like, how do you know Tanya? And I was like, you're so cute.
How do you know Tanya? Wait, you know what was really funny about Red Star is when he was asking me questions about my season of The Bachelor because he had watched.
That's so funny. That's the only thing he keeps up on is like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. That's the only shows that I feel like he in the like pop culture world that he watches, which is so funny to me.
He asked me something that it was like, I had to like in my mind, I jogged my memory. Like, did we talk about this? And then I realized he asked like a follow up question. I'm like, oh no, he watched the season. We love a loyal bachelor male watcher.
We do. We love a loyal one.
Yeah, Jason and Lauren, his wife Lo, he calls her Lo, are just so great. And I would love to have them on the show together and have people ask questions because they really do have a very great story. They have a great relationship and they're really funny together.
Yeah, and they really, like, balance each other out, which I think is super important. You know, like he was saying that he likes to go out and she likes to stay in, and I think, but they work. They're very cohesive.
Very cohesive.
Very cohesive.
I know we had a caller or someone in the Facebook group who has a friend. What's the story? They met in the Facebook group, and Mark, can you help me with this? Because I didn't see the actual email.
I can read it to you right now. It's from Mary. She said, I'm writing to you, but my best friend, Izzy, love that name. She is pregnant. Alex Karev just came to live with her. No, that's not true. She is pregnant. Her dream in life is to be a mom, and it's finally happening. With all the COVID-19 stuff going on, she has had to cancel her baby shower next weekend and will have to work every weekend until the baby is here, so no option to reschedule. She is so heartbroken, and I know a call or shout-out from y'all would really make her day. Izzy is literally friends with every single person she meets. She is a Tanya. She loves the Jonas Brothers just as much as Tanya does. She is so uplifting and positive. She thinks of her friends always. She is a light in this world. Meeting her last year and becoming friends has been the biggest blessing. And of course, we met in the Scrubbing In Facebook group. So thank you. I know there are many devastating things happening in the world right now, but I would love to make her day.
That is so sweet. So thoughtful.
Really sweet.
So we're going to call.
I mean, it's a cold call. She may not answer, but we'll try it.
And so she was supposed to have her baby shower and canceled, and she's just like down and needs a tearing up of sorts.
Should we sing her a song?
What song are you going to sing?
I don't know. If she loves the Jonas Brothers, maybe we sing like Year 3000 or something. You know that one?
No. Oh, wow.
A busy. What is she doing that she's busy?
I haven't heard a busy tone since 2003.
What's another Jonas song?
What's like Sucker? We could do Sucker.
Are you going to just be you guys, or are you going to do a character?
You mean like as Joe Jonas?
No, no, we do not want to disappoint and say we're Joe Jonas when we're not. She was saying, like, are we doing like a prank call where we do like a
a tricker.
I'm trying to think of something that wouldn't get her hopes up, though.
Yeah.
I know, and I also feel like maybe we don't trick her right now. It's a tough time.
That's true. All right, so just be back and doing it.
Yeah, just
you can try her again, please.
Or Joe Jonas, as Tanya suggested.
Can we hear your Joe Jonas impression, Tanya? If you had to call someone as Joe Jonas, what would that sound like?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, Becca, how's it going?
That's horrible. Wow.
Is that bad?
Yes.
How's it going?
Why don't you lower your voice a little bit?
I don't know. It's hard for me to do that.
Well, that's weird. It's busy.
Did we get the right number?
Like, no one's busy right now.
I got a call could not be completed as dialed when I tried it off the air.
That feels like the wrong number then.
Well, we'll just say, Izzy, we're so sorry that I know things obviously did not go the way that you intended for them to go during this time, but it's all going to be okay. You're going to have a beautiful baby who's going to bring so much joy into your life, and we can't wait to see photos. And once you have the baby, I'm sure everyone's going to be so excited to help you out and, you know, celebrate his or her arrival.
And maybe we'll send you a video of sorts.
Yeah, we'll send you a video of sorts. A teaser, whatever that means.
You guys, I actually think I'm like, I could be losing my mind right about now.
Yeah, I feel worried about you after that.
I'm worried about myself.
But honestly, to everyone, like, I know I like can't even imagine, like, with weddings and baby showers and all the stuff that you've had planned. I know that this is just devastating. I know people are like, there's so much going on in the world and people are dying, and it's true, but that doesn't lessen the importance of what you had going on. So I'm sorry that like that you're having to reschedule and replan something that you were so excited about.
Yeah, but like seniors that are graduating from college, all that time and energy, and they don't get to walk with their like people that they've gone to school with for this amount of time. It's like so sad.
Yeah, but you know, it's going to be okay. We're going to get through it. We're going to look back on this and be like, wow, we got through that and we did it together. So we're thinking of all of you and just wanted to put that out there. So, and I'm so grateful for our group, especially right now. I know it's like a lot of people are in quarantine, obviously, or inside, isolated, and their friendships are via the Facebook group or, you know, through social media. So more than ever, it's a good time to join the Facebook group.
I do have one more email that's kind of sweet we should look at. Noelle says, I was wondering if you guys could shout out my parents. My mom is an ER nurse at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, testing people for corona every day. She's incredible, and I'm so proud to call her my mom. I also want to shout out my dad. He works for the post office, and every day he goes in this virus-filled world to deliver people their mail. No one really remembers postal carriers and the UPS or FedEx or delivery workers, and I want to make sure they get the recognition they deserve. Love you guys so much. Stay safe.
That is so nice. Thank you to your parents, both of them. They're both doing so much work for us, and that's what I was thinking about, all the people that we're just like used to in our everyday lives, how important they are right now. So thank you to your parents, Noelle. We're very grateful for them and their service.
Seriously, thank you so much. And I think that we should all be saying thank you to the people that are working at the grocery stores when we are going there, because people are just, you know, it can really go either way, but they're under a lot of stress and they have to work. Like, they can't quarantine themselves. They have to go in. You know, we need grocery stores. And so just say thank you and let's just be positive and optimistic and kind of change the vibe of this, because I think it'll make a huge difference.
There are a lot of people that have become crucial to society. Grocery store workers, for sure. Healthcare workers, obviously. But like truck drivers. I mean, somebody's got to get that stuff to the grocery stores and to Costco and all these places. Like, those people are crucial all of a sudden. And yeah, the delivery people, whether it's Postmates delivery or it is Amazon delivery, UPS or the mailman, like my brother-in-law in Milwaukee delivering the mail. Yeah, I mean, there's very little left kind of keeping society going, and they're crucial to it at this point.
Yeah, we're very thankful. And I think it's like always good to reiterate that if you are able to stay at home and you're not stressed and you still have work, like really take this time to be grateful, because it's easy to be stressed and anxious and complain. But if you're healthy and you have people that love you and you are financially stable and you have a home, like this is a time to really be grateful, because a lot of people don't have that luxury of being able to feel secure during this time. So just wanted to say, like, even like how we're saying, like, oh, what are we gonna do, like, how long is this gonna last, like, you know, I think it's important to remember that we're very lucky and blessed to have what we have and be able to help others where we can.
100%. And I think that's the thing too, it's like trying to think, I think in times like this, when you're, when it's weird and uncertain and you're feeling all these feelings, I think the best medicine, and I know a lot of people say like find a therapist or talk to a therapist, not, as much as I totally agree with all of that, I think a really big thing is helping other people and just like figuring out a way to, in any way that you can. If you can't financially, you can physically, like find a neighbor that needs help. Like, I have a friend that has lupus and she's very, very self-quarantined, like is not seeing anybody. And so I offered to know when I go to the grocery store to get her groceries. And just thinking of different ways that we can help each other out in this time, I think it's going to bring a lot more levity to people.
Speaking of which, Tanya, tell us about that text you got from your mom.
Oh my God, it was the cutest text. My mom sent a picture of her and my dad dancing in the backyard. And she said, I can't remember the last time we danced.
Oh.
I was like, oh.
That is so sweet.
It was really sweet. It was really sweet.
Also, shout out to Easton, because he's in the studio right now making this thing happen for us, and he's an unsung hero because we're able to get this podcast up and going.
Thank you for the kind words. I'm risking my life coming here. No, it's okay. There's no one in this building right now. This is a very safe place to be. And
it's kind of true, because you're alone in the building, and they've been doing a deep clean daily.
It's much cleaner than my own home, so this is a safer place to be than the house.
You're safer there?
Yes, 100%.
Well, we love you guys.
That's my dog. I'm sorry. That's Morgan.
Oh, Morgan. Morgan's getting feisty right now.
Morgan gets feisty. It's really kind of annoying.
I mean, honestly, Morgan, same.
Tanya, I literally can't get over your stair. What's
it called? My staircase?
The stair rail.
It's insane. I'm telling you.
I'll have to take a photo of this and post it, because it is shocking.
I'm going to get you a better look. Is that better?
No. Yeah.
They are penises. That. They're just long penises.
All right, you guys, we love y'all so much. Tanya and I are going to do a truth or drink IG live this week, so we'll keep you posted.
That's true. And we're going to have our double date on Thursday, so that's very exciting. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to start the menu tonight, probably.
Yeah, I'm going to draw one too, so that's going to be really fun.
Oh, and Easton may not know this, we're changing how we end the show.
I do know about this. I do know about this. So I won't do what I'm going to do.
How we normally do.
Yeah.
It's a little morbid these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, obviously we do it as like a, it's like, you know, the end of the podcast. We're not doing it to be insensitive or anything, but I feel like especially during this time, we thought it'd be best not to end it how we normally do. So we're just going to say, it's a beautiful day to enjoy life.
It's a beautiful day to enjoy life. That it is.
All right. We love you guys. We'll see y'all next week, and I'll keep you posted on the IG Live where I make Tanya drink. So,
excuse me. You're going to drink too.
I'm just going to, I know. I always drink though.
I just can't wait to see you guys again. Like, That's all.
I know. It'll be a glorious day. I love you all, Easton, Mark, Tanya, all love of our scrubbers.
Love you so much.
Take care of yourselves and take care of each other from 6 feet away.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.